Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a war going on around us right now. It's happening in this very room, within our very selves. The soldiers fighting in this war are invisible to the unaided eye, but the effects of their battles can sometimes be perceived. But other times, great battles are waged and won without our knowledge. Time and time again, you were saved from imminent danger, and you didn't even know it. While you went about your day, little did you realize how often you were seriously attacked and valiantly defended and delivered from harm. On an average day, while you fret over thoughts of deadlines and the opinions that others might have of you, all the while, there are multiple incessant attacks on your life. I'm, of course, talking about viruses, bacteria, germs, tiny living things that attack your health. Thank God your body has been equipped with an army to oppose them. You have been endowed by your Creator with an immune system without which you would have died long ago. Now, you have some choice, some willpower in this war. You can help the war effort. You can keep clean, wash your hands. You can avoid others who are sick. You can adopt for yourself personally healthy habits. But sooner or later, something will get through your defenses. You will catch a bug. And even the smallest bacteria or virus or germ would kill you if God hadn't created antibodies to fight for you. There is an endless war of microbes that threaten our lives daily. And it wasn't long ago in the history of the world that nobody knew they existed. Now, we all have faith now that it is happening. But this germ warfare takes place below our radar. Well, similarly, there is another warfare that goes on above your radar. There is a spiritual warfare taking place, the battles and the blows of which we do not see firsthand. And it wasn't long ago that everyone had faith that this war was going on. It's only recently in the history of the world that civilized mankind has become ignorant of it. Angels and devils exist. They are everywhere around us, fighting over our spiritual health. It's not a battle of microbes, though, rather maybe of macrobes. Beings that can't be seen not because they're too small, but because they're too great for us. They exist on a plane of reality above us, and we cannot see or touch that reality unless they will it. The analogy of spiritual warfare to germ warfare is fitting. And there are other similarities. Good hygiene practices help prevent the spread of illness. So too baptism and daily repentance and remembrance of it are hygiene against evil and sin. Keeping your house clean and in order can keep you healthy. So too exercising spiritual disciplines of self-control and self-denial help to keep sin at bay. And just as you can conscientiously avoid unsanitary environments, likewise, you can consciously avoid the places where temptations are high. Just as there is worldly wisdom, there is spiritual wisdom. In all these things, you can, so to speak, reduce your chances of your eternal life catching a temporary bug or even a terminal disease. And all of this talk of warfare is germane to our readings and to the theme of this festival day. It is the feast of Saint Michael and All Angels, also called Michaelmas. Jesus says, "See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that in heaven, their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven." Their angels, the angels of these little ones. Resentment is a particularly toxic sin to your spiritual health. It's very easy for us to despise others who have been created in the image of God. It's easy to be annoyed with those who continue to make foolish mistakes around us, who make life around them so hard. Why am I expected to bear all their burdens, many of which are their own fault? But remember this perspective. Jesus says that God has assigned a troop of angels just for that person. Each little person who knows Christ has such bodyguards whose whole lives are devoted to them. They are that important to God. And these greater beings, angelic beings, their whole and sole God-given purpose in life is to attentively guard and defend that person whom you despise. See that you do not despise anyone. For their struggle, as well as ours, is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Friends, our battle is spiritual. Never forget that. Our enemies are powers and spirits, and they seek to destroy us. And if Saint Michael and all the angels would stop fighting and defending us, the devils would overwhelm us so quickly that everything would be ruined. Consider Job. Look what happened to Job. When God forbid his angels from preventing Satan's attacks, Job lost his possessions, his children, his health, quicker than you can say Jack Robinson. This was so that Job would persevere in his faith, and it would be tested, and it would be refined. So too, God leaves gaps in the defenses at times in order that, through the thorns and blows of the devil, we know just how good we do have it in Christ. The devil prowls around us like a roaring lion. God lets him. But God also set up a defensive guard so that he can never tempt you more than you can bear. God works through ministers, not just visible ones, but invisible. As the author of Hebrews says about angels, "Are they not all ministering spirits sent out to serve for the sake of those who will inherit salvation?" It's humbling and it's glorifying to think about. God has made us a little lower than the heavenly angels and yet has created them to serve us. Not at our beck and call, but as God sends them for our good. "What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou carest for him?" Jesus Christ is the Son of Man, born of a woman, yet true God. And though he was equal with God, he did not exalt or glorify himself. He became as nothing, a servant, obedient to the point of hunger, thirst, exhaustion, and suffering. And in all these things, he had angels assigned to him. In these things, the Son of God had angels ministering to him. The devil tempted him, saying, "Jump off of the temple to see if God will send an angel to protect you." Jesus said, "Do not put the Lord your God to the test." And Jesus didn't. But God is faithful. And after the devil fled, Scripture says angels came and ministered to him. Even as he was tempted in the garden, sweat blood and appealed to his Father's will, angels came and ministered to him. God the Father ministered to his own Son through angels. What an honor that he would give us the same service as he gave his only begotten Son, who was tempted in every way as we are, only without sin. As Christ was being tempted on earth, a war arose in heaven. Michael and his angels fighting against the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought back, but he was defeated, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. Before Jesus shed his blood for us, Satan had access to heaven, accusing the saints day and night of their sins before God. Satan accused Job. God listened, though he always knows the heart. But now Satan has been cast out of the courtroom. He no longer prosecutes mankind before the judge, because all the evidence for his case has been ruled out of order and struck from the record. Our sins have been atoned for by the blood of the Lamb. And so St. John writes in a vision, "And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, 'Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brothers has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. For they loved not their lives even unto death.'" So too we love our lives, not our lives unto death, but have been given a new life in Jesus Christ. May we dwell in this life until the day that Christ comes again to deliver us to the right hand of his Father before the throne of the Lamb in his kingdom which has no end. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which passes our understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.